State Senator Paxton was reprimanded last week by the Texas State Securities Board and paid a $1,000 fine. He's a lawyer in McKinney, and today he said securities laws are complicated and people often make unintended mistakes.
Listen, there's no lawyer out there that's an expert on every area of law. You just take the tax code, and there's no lawyer in this country that understands the entire tax code that if they put the regulations on my desk would stack up well over my head. So securities laws are very complicated. Even some of the experts have disagreements over what things mean because they're not always clear.
Paxton calls the violation an administrative oversight. The securities board said he solicited business from clients when he wasn't registered to do so, even though the law requires it. He also failed to report that he sat on several nonprofit boards, also required by law. He says he's taken care of both issues and is happy to move on. But Branch's campaign says most lawyers know not to break the law. Here's Representative Branch at a recent forum.
We have to have transparency. We have open government. That's why we have certain laws. That's why we're required to make certain filings. The voters ultimately need to know whether or not one of their officials has violated the either civil or criminal laws.
The attorney general is also the state's top lawyer. Paxton's $1,000 fine prompted the Allen Police Association to rescind its endorsement, and Barry Smitherman, who was eliminated in the primary, endorsed Branch today. He said the position requires compliance with both the letter and spirit of the law. So are voters affected?
I'm sure it will have some effect on the candidacy, but I think he was far enough ahead that it will not be detrimental.
Daniel Long is president of the Plano Homeowners Council. He's wavering a bit now, but Paxton is a favorite son. The council held a forum last week and invited the candidates 3 weeks earlier. Branch showed, Paxton did not. That's become an issue in the race. Branch says at forum after forum, Paxton hasn't shown, and today, Paxton responded.
I'm out every day. I did three different speeches on Wednesday. I was out yesterday speaking. The homeowners group, I don't think we knew about in time to schedule it. We do our best to get to as many places as we can. I can tell you I'm usually out the door by 7 in the morning, and I'm getting in at 10, 11, 12, 1, 2 in the morning every day.
And Paxton says at those engagements, he accuses Branch of co-authoring a large state tax increase and offering an amendment for third trimester abortion, saying Branch is running significantly to the right of his own record. Branch denies each charge. With an increasing pace, both candidates head toward the May 27th runoff. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.